How often should one fast, and when and how?
Okay, well, of course, fasting also can be overdone, like everything else. And if you usually, you can fast with water for around 30, 40 days, if continuously. Okay, and to stay alive. Okay, that is, of course, an extreme fasting that we can hear sometimes in Bible shows that because as Christ when he went to the desert, you know, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and eventually he received, you know, the revelation and overcame the first three chakras and prayed Christ and returned to preach to the humanity. I used to fast a lot when I studied meditation and yoga and before I received the teaching and everything. And because it is wonderful practice, it is cleans your body, soul, it is promotes greater health in your body, your mind becomes very clear, you become connected. Your senses become quiet, your mind becomes quiet, it becomes very meditative state. So it is very powerful and recommended practice. And it's got good to fast, long fast, at least 3-4 days fast once in a while, at least once a year. You decide that you can do it. That's not any time. No time is necessary for one. But you do fast in Saturdays, it's a kind of a rhythm in your life. You eat a lot of food and junk food and this during the week. At the weekend, you let your body relax and cleanse itself. Of course, if you're in the comments of pleasure and you eat good food, you're not eating junk food and coke and candy and ice cream and whatever they offer you out there, that most of our young people today, their diet mostly is, you know, revolve around that food, which is really very concerning, because when they grow up, they either have a lot of medical problems and their diets are really not good, you know, can just see, you know, some of this fast food convenience store, you know, these people come and they're just full of sugar and they drink beer, you know, that's all you put your drink in, glass or cup, and they buy a 44-inch another cup, and they think that's gonna crush the thirst. Actually, they make you more thirsty. Okay, so can those things, because they dehydrate you. Okay, and the pure glass of water is much better, you know, than those kind of drinks, because they burn up. Sugar burns up. What do you think it's gonna use to burn up? It's gonna use water. It needs water to. So it heats your body up. So you think you need more water, so you need more drinks. Okay, you need to eat more coke. And you know, you add to the problem. Okay. So a nice fresh glass of water is better than everything that has full of sugar and thing in it. So we eat all those things. If at this fact in the Sabbath, we let our body, because there's not some of that junk that we put in our body to eat, but if you eat good in the coming of life, that's even better. When you come to fast time, you naturally gonna fast without any headache or any problem, because your body is in such a good shape. Okay. But if your body is toxin and you start fasting, what the body is gonna try to do? Because there's a toxin. That's what the people get nauseated, headache, and they say, no, I can't fast. You know, whenever I fast, I get nauseated. But continue. It's okay. You're going to get nauseous and you're going to get a headache. But in the long run, when you do that many times and regularly, eventually you're going to overcome coming. And fasting is a wonderful practice. And if you do it every week in Saturday, it becomes a routine. It becomes easier. Your body becomes, you know, synchronized with the weekly practice of fasting. So you become much more healthier person. And then what? Is that connecting? Oh. Okay, I will disconnect. Not connecting. Okay, can't everybody hear me out there? Somebody says if you can hear. Apparently you cannot hear us. Anyway, alright, so fasting is a very good practice, and if you can do it weekly, that's even better. It brings a lot of wonderful, you know, effect on our body and all that. And then, also we recommend every, in the full moon, first moon and the full moon, and 11 days after first moon and 11 days after full moon to fast. That is not that optional. You know, if you please, you like to fast more than weekend only and Sabbath, that is also recommended. You can do that without no ill effect on you or your body or life. And also, if you can do a long fast, 3-4 days fast a year, we have some people here that they do that just before the Feast of Tabernacle, so they get themselves prepared for the feast. Okay, and that's probably a good practice. So when the feast comes, the body is relaxed, rested, and ready to receive the grace. And of course, also they have a lot of good food too in the feast, because they cook good food during that period. So, but don't overdo it. Don't fast 1 month or 40 days without, or even fast more than five days without water. If you're going to fast more than 3-4 days, fast with water, take water, but no food. That way you're not going to get dehydrated, and you're going to be able to fast for a long, long period of time. And the body starts using the extra, you know, fat and things that it has been putting away. Especially, you know, we eat a lot of fat in this the kind of the food is offered here in this culture. So it's fasting once in a while help us to put the weight towards the fat that we intake, and body doesn't have time to burn them. That's why we create, you know, fat in our body. But what can I do with this? You know, this person eats all this fatty food and then drives the car and sits behind the desk and never moves much around, and he never has any, he makes me give any opportunity born in all these fatty things that comes to me. So what am I going to do? Okay, I'm going to put the gist, I'm going to put the gist part of the body, I'm going to put that as a reserve, maybe one day he'll stop eating more fat. But we keep eating more fat, so God says, okay, I don't have more time, let's put in the cheeks, let's put in the thigh, let's put in the legs. And then you need to become, you know, how do you create another fat in the body? That's what exercise, again, goes to part of our teaching. Exercise, movement, moving around, and all that, just think of making back around. All that makes, you know, have to burn up. Okay, yoga. Okay, yoga to, you know, stimulate the chakras and the hormonal system, and it helps to accelerate the metabolism, and that warms up. So I think that's another reason we store fat in old age, is because our metabolism slows down. Okay, and body doesn't have enough activity, so it could, so your activity, your intake of the fat, your food you eat, everything affects the shape of your body, your lifestyle, your health, and all that. So again, it comes to apply, you have to create an environment that people can exercise, can move, go around, do things, okay, and they can fast, you know, go on the fast. And it doesn't need a big thing, going to the gym or everything like that. Just go for a walk, just, you know, go back and do some gardening and all those, you know, little work you can do around home, you know, it's going to help. So fasting is actually a part of the predisposition of the spiritual life, right? Is the fasting part of the Buddhist position? Who kept the lecture in Buddhist position for the Christian life? Is the fasting part of
it? Mentioned
in there, but I don't think it's one of the actual categories. Well, actually, it's not the Buddhist position. It's after you become a spiritual, you start doing it. You realize it's very important. So, but those who overdo it, but it's been given really, it's very effective. If you fast the weekends, if you fast the full moon and first moon, especially for people who are not married, you know, in the full moon, especially the effect of the moon is it pulls the liquid of the body up to the brain. Okay, because what is it? What are we? How much of our body is water? Isn't it 75% of the water? What the moon does to the oceans? It makes fire, doesn't it? Okay. So, same thing, it affects us the same way. It pulls the liquid, which we are most our liquid, toward our brain. What happens when there's a little water and blood is in the brain? It's overactive. It goes fast more actively than usual. That's why usually crime goes up in the full moons. And people are not as effective, you know, and their mind is not as calm as usually it is. So if you fast in the full moon, what are you going to do? You actually, let's say you're creating a vacuum in the rest of your body, and it pulls the opposite effect of the moon. Okay. So, you don't, the moon does not affect as much as the sun. The first moon also has the same effect because it's the other side of the, you know, Earth. So it has some effect on the body. And 11 days and 11 days after first moon, 11 days. So if you fast 8 times a month and once in a while a long fast, that is pretty much, you know, enough for anybody to want to be healthy and for a long time.
Richard, also to answer your question, I realize that yoga comes under inner size in the prerequisite spiritual life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's the exercise and inner size, which is exercise means movement of the body and all that. Inner size is when you do yoga to, you know, strengthen your internal, you know, glands and hormones and chakras. So I often to fast, if you follow the mission's recommendation, I think you're pretty much safe, you know, in your effort to fasting. And of course, if you feel like fasting a long time, as I said, you can do fast 3-4 days without food. But if you're doing more than that, you know, actually take water. Does that make sense? Okay, I'm sure it makes sense.